The insurance industry is joining scientists and fire chiefs today in calling on governments to factor in climate change to better prepare for future disasters. As thousands of residents in bushfire-affected areas assess damage this week, the Insurance Council of Australia says it's already received about 900 claims for damaged or destroyed properties, and it expects that number to rise. Eleni Soltis reports.
The insurance industry is on fire watch this week. The Insurance Council's catastrophe declaration, designed to fast-track insurance claims, remains in place for areas including the New South Wales Mid-North Coast, Queensland's Sunshine Coast and Yeppoon. But already, the industry is looking beyond this current season with concern. The Council's Campbell Fuller says more needs to be done to mitigate against future fire risks.
The number of bushfires that we've had in many regions has certainly not been experienced before, and the industry is very aware of the escalated bushfire risk this year. In the future, the industry is going to be looking very closely at the way that bushfire risk changes and the impact that might have on the availability and affordability of insurance in these regions. However, there's no reason that any part of Australia should be uninsurable, so long as governments invest in appropriate forms of mitigation and hazard reduction.
It's little wonder insurers are worried. The damage bill for last week's fires has already reached $100 million, and that's expected to climb in the coming days and months. But the Council's Campbell Fuller says that doesn't necessarily mean premiums have to rise.
The industry has a record of passing on premium reductions when mitigation takes place.
Can you give me an example of that?
Certainly. Roma in central Queensland only a couple of years ago finished a $15 million flood levy. Premiums fell by an average of 35% in that community. And for the most exposed property owners, some of them experienced premium reductions of 90%. So the industry has taken into account the reduced risk and passes that on in terms of lower premiums.
The Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Minister agrees. Craig Crawford says in the aftermath of cyclones Yasi, Marsha and Debbie, the government worked closely with residents to ensure premiums went down.
So a classic example was, if you owned an older house and it didn't have up-to-date anchoring in the roof structure, government partnered with residents. There was grant programs and various things about getting people's houses properly prepared for that so that the roofs wouldn't fly off. As a result, what that then meant was the insurance companies would come through and down would come the insurance premiums for you.
He says while Queensland hasn't traditionally been a bushfire state, that's changed, and its approach to preparing for fires must change too.
There's no doubt about it that climate change is what's driving it. So the first thing we've got to do is everyone needs to accept that this is real, that this is not just a passing phase, that we are living in a new era at the moment when it comes to emergencies and emergency management and disaster management.
It's a position backed by the local government association. Linda Scott is the New South Wales president.
We've seen a large number of mayors this week from bushfire-affected areas speak out about the role of the changing climate and the need to take into account climate change when planning for the resilience of their communities.
New South Wales Local Government President Linda Scott ending that report by Eleni Soltis.